This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy dear web writer, this is Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. And trust me, I don't take your support for granted. Your comments, your tweets, your reviews on iTunes, they all mean so much to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I want to take you back an episode or two. Remember that sad story I told about Phineas Gage, the railroad foreman who accidentally tampered a hole in the rock filled with black powder using an iron rod without the sand barrier that kept the sparks from igniting the power and the explosion that sent the iron rod through his skull and how that changed his personality from a friendly, reliable citizen to a cantankerous and profane outcast? Do you remember that story? Okay, why tell that sad story, right? It's bizarre. And what is the possible significance of such a bizarre tale? I mean, especially for web writing, for copywriting? The answer is simple, right? If you're a copywriter, then by default, you should write to the emotions of your readers. You need to know the proper appeals to use in order to gain her attention, stoke her interest, and push for action. And like I've been saying all along, this all starts with knowing who your reader is and appealing to his fears and hopes, tapping into his beliefs and painting a picture of the world he or she wants to live in. In other words, your prospect after your copy should see a better version of themselves. And so from that platform, you can begin to build a proper appeal. The appeal is the reason you give the reader to buy. And the appeal is almost always expressed in the headline. So John Caples, in his book Tested Advertising Methods, which is another must-read for any copywriter, says that all effective advertising boils down to an effective appeal, and these are the top four appeals. Are you ready for this? Okay. Appeal one, love. So this covers the entire gamut of love from friendship to lust. We don't want to be lonely. We want our children to love us. We want to get married. We want to look good. Appeal number two, greed. We want to win the lottery, buy the fastest motorcycle, or throw the best parties. We want to retire early or send our children to the best schools. We want to dominate every opponent on the tennis court or become the smartest guy on campus. Appeal three, fear. We fear getting laid off, dying, or losing a child. We fear the government taking away our rights or employers pushing us around or a spouse leaving us. We fear failure. And so appeal four, duty or honor. We feel an obligation to our spouse, our children, and our parents, to our country, our company, or our community. We feel an obligation to the poverty-stricken, the widowed, the orphaned. So naturally, in a lot of ways, these appeals overlap. And here's what they might look like in the world of advertising, right? So this is how you would transform these appeals into real-world attractions. The one, make more money or save more money. Secure a better retirement sooner rather than later. Lose weight, conquer depression. Secure healthcare, get promoted, outshine your competition or neighbor, grab fame and attention, enjoy life, reduce chores, gain more leisure, maximize comfort, get free from worry, nab a bargain, belong to the popular club. Who doesn't want those things? There's something in there that will appeal to your reader. In truth, it all boils down to this: eliminating anxiety. Give the reader the sense that you will bring him peace, whether financial, future, relational, or security. Give the reader the sense that you'll solve his problems that keep him up at night. And give him the sense that you will give him a good night's sleep and you will win his attention. And this is what happens when you fall in love with the human condition. Because when you strive to understand how human works and why we do the things we do, you're in essence becoming an advertiser. Because the anthropologist studies the historical cultures of a person. We study them for the same reason, but then we take that information to persuade, to entertain, and to inform. So what this means for copywriters, you're in the advertising trenches doing the dirty work, and this is what it could look like, right? So you could capture the prospect's attention. Nothing happens unless something in your copy makes the prospect stop long enough to pay attention to what you say next. And it starts with the headline. Then you have to maintain interest. Keep the copy focused on the prospect, on what he or she will get out of using your product or service. Then finally, move the prospect to positive action. Unless enough prospects are turned into customers, your copy has failed no matter what. So here's the moral of the story, right? We all need emotions to make decisions. I think I've made that clear in several episodes. And we, content marketers and copywriters and web writers, need emotions to persuade people, to attract people. End of story. But we still run into people who resist this. So my question to you as we close this episode is, have you run into anyone with a resistance to emotional copy? How did you handle it? And what are your feelings about emotions and the art of persuasion anyway? How do you feel about persuasion? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop me a line on Twitter at Damien Farnarth or on the blog. And until next time, take care.